Well, we find ourselves here again today for another gang of two. Sherry's in the other room. She's been working on the computer all day, having problems with some work stuff, going in and out. Hopefully she's in the mood for this because this is going to be an interesting show today. Cher,
what?
Could you come in and do a broadcast, please? Or excuse me, a podcast. Just start up right. Wheel that baby in. Let's go, 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 go. Okay, that was really slow, very lackluster.
I was afraid.
That was lackluster. You can do better. Okay?
I got your lack.
Okay, here we go. Happy Monday to you, even if you're not listening to this on Monday, which is the day that the show happens. The show we're talking about is Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
Is your mic working?
Check, 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 check.
Yeah, it's working. Okay, good. So there you go. All right. So, yes, it is, I'm saying Monday because that's when we release these things.
But it's a holiday.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Some people, raise your hand if you have the day off.
Maybe we should take the day off.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we shouldn't.
I think we should call
it. No, we shouldn't. We have people that are actually subscribing to this show, taking time out of their day to do so, investing their time, and in some cases, money
in
this thing.
In about 6 weeks, we will be taking the day off because we will be on vacay.
Yes, we will. Now, I want to thank everybody on today's show, by the way. What has Sherry, we haven't done this in a while, and I loved it last time we did it.
Yeah.
What has Sherry been looking at and putting in the shopping cart at Amazon?
You don't do it?
I never put anything in the shopping carts.
Oh.
Ever, ever, ever.
I didn't know that.
I will go to websites that I like, whether it's Nike or something like that, Major League Baseball, football stuff, all the stupid things, and I will put things in their shopping cart on their website.
Yeah.
And then I will leave it there, and then they'll email me saying, "Hey, you forgot something."
Yeah,
like I didn't forget it. I always get mad at myself. I'm like, "What a waste of time that is! What a gigantic waste of time I just did, looking for something that I wished and longed for but didn't need."
Yeah,
and ultimately did not purchase.
Yeah,
and then I wasted an entire afternoon.
Oh,
on something. And that's the way I think
enjoyable.
Of things like that.
It was, you probably got some enjoyment out of it at the time.
All right. Also on today's show, I have a possible, I don't know, I don't want to call it a problem, but it hurts right now. I have a possible thing that we'll see. How it goes.
Okay.
But it's kind of serious. To me, it's serious.
Yeah.
To others, I don't think it is. And I'm running the risk once we get into this of looking like a pussy. And I don't want to go down that road of feeling sorry for myself or looking for somebody to support me. It's really strange what's happening right now. And I need to talk to you about it.
Okay.
It's not all fun and games, as you know, being in a relationship. It's not. And, you know, it's not fun and games all the time over here at the Gang of Two household.
It's not?
Well,
I'm having fun.
And you can see why I don't consult her very much. Okay, here we go. Let's catch up a little bit, all right? Hope everybody had a happy Valentine's Day. We had a weird one.
Well, it wasn't weird. It was fun.
It was fun. We went out to I very rarely make a plan for Valentine's Day.
True.
It usually happens where you say, here's what we're going to do.
Or I'll say, hey, this is going on. Or I didn't even hear about it.
I'm talking about our normal past Valentine's Day.
Yes.
You usually say, I don't want to go out.
Right.
I don't want to deal with the crowds.
Right.
I don't want to deal with getting a reservation.
Right.
I'm just going to make us something here. And we usually have a very quiet,
and
it's not a big thing.
It's
we
not
say happy
usually.
Valentine's Day, we high five for another year, and then we move on.
Right.
But this time I made a plan.
You did.
I got a prepaid tickets to a dinner/drink event.
It was cocktail. Well, it wasn't all cocktails, but it was a cocktail bar that was pairing drinks with food.
And not just drinks. It was, I guess all kinds of drinks. There was a beer that was paired with something. There was champagne. There was wine and cocktails.
Yeah.
There was a lot.
Oh, my God.
There was a lot.
I think we had 5 drinks.
Which is,
in the space of about 2.5 hours.
For us, that's a lot.
That's a whole lot.
That is usually 3 to 4 more than we have.
And two of them were cocktails. Like one was a tequila cocktail and the other one was like a gin cocktail, which that's pretty high alcohol.
Yeah. So we went there. We had a good night. It was
great night.
Fun.
It was delicious.
Although there was a couple next to us.
Oh, yeah.
Who, it was weird because we're sitting on along a wall of like a banked curved wall.
Yeah.
And in between us and the other people to us was a little walkway where the wait staff or people would come and go into the restaurant. Yeah. And then then another bank of people started.
Yeah.
Like a little aisleway between us and the people next to us.
Yeah. Thank God.
But there was a guy sitting next to us across the aisle, and then sitting next to them was another couple.
Yeah.
And it started getting real loud over there.
Oh,
I didn't notice this. It started to get real loud over there, and I hear this one guy, an old, fat,
oh God,
white,
very white,
guy that starts talking politics. Now, I don't want to label one side against the other here. I want to be very careful with that. But this guy was a Trump supporter. I'm just going to tell you the way it was going down.
And it actually doesn't matter so much. He was just being a dick about
it. Yes, it does. You're absolutely right. Yeah. I'm glad you pointed that. This very well been a Trump hater, a never Trumper. It could have been one of those people.
It was not the venue.
No, it wasn't the venue to sit there and start preaching politics. But I guess they got into a debate next to the people next to them.
Oh, really?
And I hear him going, "You Seattle people are all..." And he's obviously lives in Seattle.
Or maybe the suburbs. He looked like a suburb guy.
I don't know what his deal is. But he was, "You people are all..." This, like, really loud. To the point where the people next to him got up, asked to be moved, and then everybody was gone. And then you hear his date, who was this Asian, older Asian woman. I could never see her face. She was always hiding it. She was always super embarrassed of this guy.
Yeah.
She was looking at, and you could hear her mumble like Charlie Brown's mom, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he would always say things like, "That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to retire and go to the Philippines." I'm going, "Well, that's real American of you."
I know.
You know, but he was just going on and on and on about conservatism, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And it kind of ruined, like you said, just the wrong venue.
Yeah.
And it ruined the other people's dinner. Not ours so much.
I didn't really hear much of it.
So, but it was definitely put a damper on the other people's evening. And he just kept complaining. "This is a $25 little glass of champagne. Yeah. I'm not leaving," he would say to her. "I'm not leaving. I paid $150 a dinner for this." And going on and on and on. What about the other people that paid the $150?
Yeah.
And you just ruined it for them, dick face.
Yeah.
You know, okay, sorry. Anyway, so
it was a great date for her. I'm sure she had a great time.
It looks like she was used to it. And then it was really awkward because I thought she was like bought and paid for.
She wasn't that hot.
No, I couldn't tell. I never saw her face. But she ended up like signing the tab or something. It was just really strange.
That guy, man.
It was just really strange. Nonetheless, whatever side of the fence you're on politically, just keep it to yourself. You know, you're never going to change anybody's minds in today's day and age.
Yeah.
You're never going to turn, you know, a never Trumper is never going to turn a Trump person into, "Oh, you know, you're right." There's something you've never heard.
I have to wonder how that even came up.
No.
Like, I'm sure the other table wasn't, you know.
Yeah, I don't know how it came up. I have
bizarre.
No idea. But bottom line is it was, and I got to give it to the place we're at. They diffused the situation pretty well.
Yeah, they really did. And I noticed when you pointed it out to me, I started watching over there, and I noticed they were really serving him quickly.
They got him out of there.
They got him out.
Yeah. So then what else did we do this weekend? Oh, we watched, was it Troop Zero?
Yeah, that's right. We did.
Oh, God.
It made me cry.
What is going on with... I've always cried at movies, especially like that.
Yeah.
Couldn't help it. I've been trying to not cry. I've been trying to talk myself...
No,
it's not good. There's crying and tearing up at a nice movie, but there... Like today, I was showing you a video of... what's her name? What's the chick's
name? What's
her
face's daughter? Diana Ross's daughter.
Who's
Tracy Ellis Ross.
I was showing you a video of her who... never sang in front of people.
Yeah.
And her mother's Diana Ross. So she never wanted, she's a very famous actress. If you don't know who she is, she's on
Modern Family.
Is she is she on Modern Family? No,
not Modern Family. Blackish.
And a bunch of other things now. She's getting a lot of acting roles. She's very funny. Just a really neat lady. She seems like a lady you just want to hang out with.
I know. If there was, so she makes my list of, you know, people you would want to have dinner with. Like, my top 10, she'd be in the top 10 for sure.
But she had this video where she was talking about, and she showed everybody, she didn't show herself singing. I guess she was asked to sing in a movie.
Yeah.
An upcoming movie.
Yeah.
And she played it for everybody for the first time ever. Not the greatest singer, but a good singer.
She could carry a tune.
Way better than me.
Yeah.
But the point is she ended up, what?
I said, sorry to agree with that, but
but my point is I'm showing this to you, and I had already seen it once or twice before, and each time I tear up. I tear up over this whole story about how she brought her mom, Diana Ross, into the car to listen to it, and Diana Ross actually put her hand on her and said, finally, you did it.
With tears in her.
Yes, with tears in her. And I'm crying watching it.
Yeah.
You're not crying. It didn't affect you at all.
Oh, did I loved it.
But I'm just saying, for with me, I'd seen it the third time, and I'm tearing up, and I'm trying to look away from you, going, I don't want you to see this.
Aww.
I think I've got a problem, which may lead into what we're going to talk about here today. So there's that. I guess that's it. Is that all the catching up? Oh, no. No, that's not all the catching up. We have a new Patreon member, Don Buchanan. Welcome to the show, Don.
Thank you, Don.
Appreciate it.
Awesome.
And we also have new Jumped In sponsors, which is something we opened up. We appreciate you helping the show on Patreon, no matter what level you're on.
Yeah.
They have this thing on Patreon where you offer people different tiers of ways that they can support the show. And it's been hard to even ask or even do it. So I'm not even asking, but we let you know it's out there. I don't talk about it on social media. If you hear about it, you're hearing about it just by listening to this show.
Yeah.
Maybe I should put it on social media. I don't know. But I came up with an idea that says for $25 a month, after every show, we will do a Jumped In category where we will say your name, your pet's name, your business's name, and you and I will just have fun with that at the end of each show.
Did you come up with that name, Jumped In?
Yes. Well, it's a gang. You get jumped into a
gang. Oh, I like it.
That's what it is, the Jumped In sponsors.
All right, I got it.
And that will, and by the way, if you're doing the math to how many people listen to this show and to how much you're paying to get your name mentioned on the show, it is the greatest bargain in all of podcast history. It's worth a lot more. I'm afraid to ask for more.
Oh.
Put it that way. Now we have three new Jumped In sponsors.
All right.
And we want to thank you guys. And at the end of the show, we will be doing that as well.
We're going to do the jumping.
We're going to jump your ass in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see here. Let's do the fun stuff first. I'm happy now, and I don't want to get all bummed out.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. It's very fun. You know, you and I share an Amazon account.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why would you have two separate ones? Seriously.
Yeah.
So you and I share an Amazon account. It's under one of our names. And then if we ever want anything on there, we get it.
Yeah, I go in there. If I see something, like you said, I just leave it in the cart for a while and then let it build up. And then at some point when I really need something, and it just...
Do you find yourself end up getting these things
a lot of times I don't. As you can see, there's another category on there.
I'm going to click on this right now. So I want to see.
There's the cart.
Okay.
There's what's in the cart, and then there's other things. There's another category for
save for later.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
So what's in the cart now? This is what you put in the cart, and every once in a while I'll click on it, and it's so funny because it's like a look into your life that I've never seen before. It is so funny. So here's what you've looked at.
Yes.
It's a number one bestseller, by the way, and it is $49. You've been looking at the Pollution Protection Scarf Filter Mask for Maximum Protection by Jasper.
That's right.
Now, it looks like a scarf that you just wrap around your face.
Yeah, but it has a filter.
You're going to look like you're going to rob a bank, Sherry.
Well, but I mean, my thought was, it's if you want to have a mask on, it looks a little bit better than having those masks. You know, for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm more worried about the smoke here. Went in the summers. Remember all
that smoke? Yeah, it does get the fires and all that. Okay, so is this something you think you're actually going to get? Because it's an ugly looking thing. It looks like just a piece of gray material. It's really ugly.
But it has a filter in it. There's a filter.
Where?
And if you read it, it goes, you put it on your mouth, and then there's a little pinching mechanism that'll stay on your nose. It'll stay on your nose.
All right.
So.
All right. I
don't know. I haven't decided yet. It looks kind of weird when you're not. When it's not over your mouth.
Okay. Yeah. It looks kind of, it looks like somebody just cut up a, I don't know, like a bed sheet. It looks like the consistency of a bed sheet.
Yeah.
So way to go, honey.
But doesn't that look better than wearing a, you know, mask? You know, like a surgical mask or whatever?
I don't know. People are either think you are paranoid or you're religious. Or you are, I don't know what it is.
Some sort of anarchy.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to go out there and protest Nike, you know. Okay, the next thing. You only have four things in the cart, but you got a lot of things that you're looking at.
Yeah.
Hold on, I have to cough. Hang on. Sorry. Okay. The other thing in here is the Dodow sleep aid device.
Oh, yeah.
More than 500,000 users are falling asleep faster with Dodow.
I was getting this for you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about getting it for you.
I haven't been sleeping good at all.
You haven't?
Not at all lately.
And I was reading. It's a light.
A lot of that has to do with what's coming up.
It's a light that projects onto the ceiling, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of pulses. And you're supposed to time your breathing with the light. And so it gradually gets, you know, slower breathing.
Sounds like it
and
might work.
It's supposed
work.
To take your mind off of all the things that are making it you.
It's supposed to.
Kind of like meditating a little bit.
I don't need it. That's the last thing I want is stuff that looks like things that are going to keep me alive by the side of my bed.
You should think about it. If you continue to have insomnia, I think we should.
Who's the Mantra sleep mask for then? The 100% blackout eye mask, zero eye pressure.
Oh, that's for
adjust.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You having problems sleeping too?
In the summer, you know, it's so light here and I'm very sensitive to light. It starts getting light at like 4 a.m. in the summertime and I'm wide awake.
Just so you know, you put that on, I'm laughing at you. I just want to be up front.
I already have a mask.
I know you
I
do.
Have an eye
and
mask
I and
already.
I giggle at it, but this looks like it's like oh gosh, you know, if you're wearing goggles like to ride a motorcycle in like the old Snoopy type of goggles yeah. and then a thing over the top of that that's just blocks it out.
But it looks like it really blocks it. The one I have works pretty well, but there's a little bit of light that leaks in around the, you know, nose area or whatever. And
okay.
that one looks like it really
It does look like it shuts you out from the world, but it's still wrapped around your head.
I know.
I don't know if I could do that. Another thing you have is the Irving, solid walnut wood rectangular display platter and tray, small size, $34.99. What's that? Obviously, it's a platter and tray.
It's a tray for the kitchen.
Okay. Other things that are saved for later. You have 38 items.
Oh
I don't think
God.
We'll go through all
no.
of those, or maybe I'll just go through them as fast.
No,
as
no, no, no. That's
one
boring.
Is a brass tray.
Oh, we can get rid of that. I already got another tray.
No, I'm not going to do it yet. You do it later. Let's see here. Some finishing spray wax. Looks like for your hair.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A new charcoal umbrella.
Yeah, it was wind resistant, which umbrellas here are kind of important.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Okay. A portable movie theater.
Yeah.
Includes educational Disney content.
I didn't
this is perfect
for
you.
Disney.
And it says you can stream Netflix from it and Amazon Prime videos and YouTube anytime, any place.
Wouldn't that be cool? So that's what I was thinking. The summertime when we sit out on our patio can just, you know, project it onto the.
So that's what it is, a projector?
Yeah, it'll project any.
And it's
wireless.
Oh, my God. It's $400.
I know.
No, thank you.
I know.
There's also a travel makeup bag. There's a baby gift contribution. Looks like you already did that.
Yeah, I don't know why that's still in there.
Okay, compression socks. You need some compression socks?
I bought some so we can take that off.
Okay, what about the craft paper roll? 150 feet of paper. It's just perfect for packing, wrapping, butcher, craft, postal shipping, and parcel.
I was thinking about getting into butchery.
Oh, okay, that's good. I was wondering what that was for. Oh, it all makes sense to me. A wine purifier, a couple of coats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see here. A wellness hair remedy, 3-count.
I don't know what that is.
Tinkle eyebrow razor. You know what tinkle is? My mom used to call pee tinkle.
Yeah.
You got to go tinkle?
Oh.
No, mom, I got to piss. let's see here. That's an eyebrow thing. Ziploc space bags.
Oh, I don't know. Oh.
Conair soft bouncy curls, some more, a lot of stuff for hair. Looks like a pair of shoes. Looks like a yellow carrot gold link chain necklace for $156.
Wow.
Looks like a steel personal water filter called Life Straw
for
$49 for camping.
That was going to be for our emergency kit.
Boy, a water purifier that which looks like a vibrator. Jesus Christ.
It's
this looks like something a chick sticks in her hoo-ha.
I like something that's, you know, multiple. Multitasking.
Gosh.
Multitasking.
Oh, here you go. Cookware cleanser polish. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of house stuff, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta say, the stuff that you're looking at is very
sensible.
It's not selfish.
Ew,
it is not selfish by any means.
Maybe that necklace is. I didn't know that was in there still.
I think you were doing it for, you were buying it for somebody.
I don't know.
What is going on? Hold on, I have to get a drink of water. Hold on a second. I mean, here we go. Plus, I also need to regroup and talk about what I'm about to talk about. Okay, hold on.
You have me very nervous. You've been talking about this for about the last day or so.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't sure if I wanted to bring it up to you. I wasn't sure if I wanted to bring it up, especially on a podcast. Where's our line?
Yeah.
You know, where do we share and stop sharing things? And and besides that, that's the least amount of stuff. I am afraid that I'm going to look like a whiny pussy, because most people, they look at my life and they go, man, this guy's got it made. You know, he has a nice place. He's got a great wife. He has a job that he loves. And I remind myself of that every day.
Yeah.
I have to remind myself of that job every day. That part of my every day. But I keep thinking about, like, I don't want to be done. I don't want to be done. I'd feel like, and I think I've talked about this before, I feel like I'm just doing all I can just to stay where I am instead of becoming better, instead of going forward.
Yeah.
I wrote down a couple notes just because I didn't want to just, there were a couple of things that I just wanted to really bring up to you. My entire life, I've been able to manifest some pretty good things.
Yeah.
And then that stopped. It just kind of stopped.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Or slowed down. Doesn't necessarily. Yeah, stopped. I'm going to go with stopped.
Well, so that makes it sound like you have a pretty shitty life.
Exactly. And that's why I don't want to put off that vibe. This is why this is so hard to talk about.
Yeah.
And I don't even know I'm talking to you about it because I never get the answers from you I'm looking for. I usually get the pat on the head type of everything's okay type of thing.
What do you want to hear?
I don't know what I want to hear. I don't know what I want to hear. Let me try to get into this
here,
okay? Being able to manifest things to me, I've always been somebody who's always going forward. I've always been doing things, whether it's watching something online, taking a seminar, reading a book, a self-help book. You know that's my jam.
Yep.
I love doing that type of stuff. Writing in a journal, even praying. Things like this, I completely stopped a few years ago. I don't know if it's complacency. I don't know. Some people might say you're depressed, but I don't think I'm that depressed. Yeah, I get sad like everybody else does, but there's just this complacent part of me that I don't like anymore. And I don't know how to necessarily get out of it. Now, when I was dreaming and going for my dreams all the time, there were things around me that showed me it's paying off. And now there aren't. There used to be, you know, and I know this is going to sound superficial. This is why this is so hard to talk about. I was always reminded of the success and my energy that I was putting forward to make some amazing things happen.
Yeah.
Now, this wasn't just for me, but I also like to think I was trying to make amazing things happen for us, amazing thing happen for my family and friends and anybody near me and anybody I work with, all that.
Yeah.
But now I, you know, and it could be, and it was stuff like a bigger paycheck coming in, or, you know, the cars that we had, or a lot of it was very superficial. But to me, that superficial thing meant more than just superficialness. Does that make sense?
It was a gauge.
It was just a gauge. It was evidence.
Yeah.
I was seeing evidence that my belief in the universe, my belief in myself, my belief in being always moving forward and accepting things and loving people and loving everything was paying off. I'm not believing in that anymore.
Yeah.
And that is very, very hard for me because I'm going to give you a snapshot of my life, people. And this is going to sound like I'm, you know, but this is really it. I go to bed and I wake up. That's it. I go to bed in the morning. I mean, I go to bed at, you know, whatever, as early as we can. I wake up at 2:30. I do the radio show, which is fun. I enjoy it. I get done with the radio show. I go back to sleep for an hour or two. I wake up. I don't do jack shit, except I don't even do the stuff I used to do. I don't write. I don't read. I don't pray. I don't visualize. I don't do any of this stuff anymore. I just don't do anything.
Yeah.
And I can't figure out why. Is that complacency? Have I given up? There are certain things that are happening in this world or certain things that are happening around me where I don't believe in karma anymore. Yeah. I don't believe in being a good person anymore. I don't believe, I mean, I still want to be good. I'm not being a bad person. I just don't see the results of anything positive anymore around me.
It does. That sounds a little like depression.
Yeah. I hope that's not it.
I hope not. But, you know,
I hope that's not it because I do get a little angrier now than I used to. There's certain things that have happened that in my past that I don't even want to think about or talk about or bring up. And maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not dealing with something that happened to you and you're trying, it will come for you one way or another. You can't keep repressing it. It's going to show up sooner or later.
But it's not like I wish I didn't say what I just said.
Oh,
because it's not that much.
Well,
there's nothing. I don't walk around going, oh boy, I had a, you know, as you know, I don't forgive myself.
Yes.
For anything.
Yes.
For anything.
Ever.
And even when people forgive me, I think forgiveness is the most important thing in the world.
Yeah.
And I still do. But I just have the hardest time forgiving myself.
I know.
And
if you can't forgive yourself, that's where you should be starting.
Yeah. I just love dreaming. And I love dreaming big. It's what keeps me alive. It just keeps me alive, these dreams and going for dreams. And now I'm just kind of... just kind of a good day now is a normal day.
Maybe you should have your testosterone levels checked.
That could be it. That could be it. That could be it.
I don't know.
Because now I'm just hoping for a little bit of normal.
Yeah.
A little bit of normal.
Yeah.
Normal is good now. When normal was the norm. Does that make sense? I mean, everything was kind of normal. You had some bad days, you had some good days, everything was normal.
Yeah.
You know, but there were also some really celebratory moments, and there were moments that you would just, you know, were things to look forward to, all that.
Yeah.
And not just a vacation or something, because we still have those, but I had dreams to look forward to. And now, and I'm starting to think, now that I'm talking to you about this, maybe this is a good thing, I'm starting to think it might be my age.
Yeah, I think that's a large part of it.
And I don't know if that's going to pile on depression or if that's going to, or just not believing in myself or thinking that, oh, it's too late.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be one of those people that I've always preached to.
Yeah.
Because I have so many talented friends in my life. Some of them I even work with that have these great ideas and wants and desires. And I think that most people are like that. They have these dreams. I'm going to write a book.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a movie star. I'm going to learn to fly. I mean, whatever it is. And then they just never do it. It's just a constant dream. And sometimes that keeps you going. But I'm always bitching about them going, what have you done for it today?
Yeah.
What have you done today?
Right.
Now, I think mine is like, you know, these self-defeating thoughts. Now I'm like, yeah, okay, so that's going to take 10 years to develop, and then I'm going to be 70 or something like that, or 68 or whatever, and I'm like, no, that's just too late.
But it's not, that is self-defeating.
Yeah, I got to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
I got to figure this shit out. But good news is I started working my journal again.
Oh, that's good.
Started to do that last 2 days in a row now.
Nice. Nice.
3 days. 3 days. Today was my third day, and then tonight I have to write in it again. But I just got to figure some of this stuff out. You know, I'm not sad. I'm not angry. I'm just there.
Yeah.
If that's the best way to, I don't think I'm depressed. I really do think a lot of this has to do with
age.
Yeah. And how do you know what? Maybe if I figure this whole thing out, at least for me,
yeah,
what I figured out might help other people. Because I really want to do that. I love being around people.
Yeah.
And here, my life is, like I said, I don't have the friends. I don't have a group of people that I go to, like, an improv class or I don't have that. You know, we have friends, but I don't have those type of friends.
Yeah.
I don't have a friend that I could talk to about this stuff to.
Yeah.
They'll never get it.
Yeah.
Because nobody gets it because they think, look at you, Terry. You know, you're kicking ass.
Yeah.
And, you know, but the truth is, even when I have a good day, when I celebrate something and I have something, there's somebody there to tell me, oh, yeah, your day's good. Mine's not.
Yeah, yes, I'm really tired of that.
I get a lot of that.
You've been getting that from some family members and some friends, and it's been pissing me off.
It's, you know, it happens. You know,
it's not cool.
Yeah, but I get a lot
of
that.
What ends up happening is they look like they're very jealous of you, which I think is exactly what's happening.
No, I don't think. Well, what I just don't like that type of stuff. It's just really sad. So
And when they do that to you, it's not your problem.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
It's their problem, not yours.
It happens. People online do it. Oh, look at you. Oh, rough day in your, you know, in your penthouse or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I just, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you
right.
don't. Now I'm afraid to even have a good day.
Yeah. Well,
and if you have a good day, I don't like people that go, oh, my life's great and yours sucks. But that's what all the internet is.
It is. So that's what, stay off of it.
That's what Instagram is.
Take a page out of my book.
Yeah, I know. Look how great my life is.
It's stupid.
Your life sucks.
It's stupid. And you know what? That's all bullshit anyway, because these people, most of the time, oh, my life is great. I'm staying at this hotel. It's most of the time not even true.
Yeah, there's a lot of that out there right now. In fact, I just did a podcast on Terry James Alive about these people that I'm having a hard time believing in on social media. These people that I like to follow, because you know me, I'm not following the Kardashians. I'm following people that have a message, that have overcome something.
Yeah.
And there's this one guy that I may have unfairly hammered, or fairly, I'm not sure, on the show last week, and I'm feeling a little guilty about it.
I don't think you should.
It's up there. It's there to listen to. I'm going to stand by my words because I wasn't necessarily. It sounds like I'm jealous. It sounds like I'm jealous of his age. It sounds like I'm jealous of his success. Not only that, his team around him. Because you truly, in this day and age, especially online, where everybody thought, oh, I'm going to do a podcast. A podcast is for people that never got a radio job and now they could shine.
Yeah.
Or somebody like that. They could go viral and all these people could actually, that don't have a team around them, could be noticed and seen and maybe get something. That's not the way it is anymore. Now you have to have a team around you to get noticed online. It just doesn't work that way anymore.
Yeah.
The internet went from making dreamers successful and living their dream to, like, you're never going to do it unless you have a camera guy following you around, unless you have a publicist getting the word out, unless you have a beautiful studio and editors and whatever
really,
it is.
I mean, who knows what the truth is?
I do know the truth.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
That's the people that are succeeding, though.
People that are not being honest.
The people that they're being honest. I think their message is true. I really do. I think they really care. But they also are business people and they know how to get their message out there to the masses and then make a living off of it. And that's by having a big group of people supporting them and people like me watching them online and going, man, how did they do it?
I'm
buying their book.
FOMO.
This guy I'm talking about, I've actually bought one of his books.
Yeah.
You know, and I like this guy.
Yeah.
There's nothing to not like about this guy, with the exception of his success. And I believe that he set a couple of his things up.
Yeah, not cool.
He has a great publicist and you know, but then again, I would love a great publicist. So why am I angry at him?
Because it's not honest. When you set something up, it's not honest.
No, it is honest. It's not set up. Well, the TMZ thing did look set up. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go back and listen to the last Terry James Alive show. But this guy...
Nobody wants to think that they're being played.
Yes. And that's the way I felt. And he very well could have been on his way to his car. I could be wrong. I don't like being a skeptical person. I've never been that person.
Yeah.
I don't like... The what's it called where you think everything's against you?
Paranoia.
Yeah, I don't like being skeptical. I don't like being a what do I always call D? We always call him that. He admits it. He's like a conspiracy theory guy and all that. That what a waste of negative time and negative energy.
Yeah.
And when I find myself going down that road, I want out.
Yeah.
So I don't know what do you do? I got to figure this out because I'm telling you, I would love a publicist to publicize this show.
Sure.
I think this show is phenomenal.
You're just not going to go, you know, set it up.
No.
Pretend that, you know.
No, but a good publicist gets the word out. You're right. I would never set anything up. But, you know, if you're shooting a documentary like this person I'm talking about did, you know, you got a camera crew around you. You know that you're doing something. Things are set up. Hey, look at me. Go see my dad who's in the hospital. Or look at me overcome an injury. Look at me being sick in the morning and my hair all crazy. You know, whatever. There's a line there that I'm having a very hard time. Do you just have to be a sellout to make this work? Do you have to?
I think so.
So are you a sellout if you have a team around you that wants to help get your true message out? Because I believe
there's nothing wrong with that.
I believe that we have a message here on this show.
Yeah.
We're a real couple just trying to get through it. We've chosen to have fun with each other. These are actual choices.
Yeah.
I've chosen to have a career that I love. And God dang it, I made it happen. And, you know, the industry is changing. I'm scared there. I'm at a very awkward age where you know you got quite a few years left to work.
Yeah.
But you're also not the young kid on the block.
Oh,
you know,
cares.
And it's that's the answer that
I'm just saying from my point of view, who cares? Okay. I understand that it's different for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you're breaking my heart over here.
I don't want to break your heart. I just want to, I don't know if I'm going to regret doing this podcast or not.
We can always just erase.
Because the last one on Terry James Alive, I'm almost regretting.
Oh.
But I'm going to keep it up there because those are true feelings.
Yeah.
And I could be right.
Yeah.
But I also have to reconcile with being jealous of people that are really making it and have, you know, put money into their careers. Because you and I aren't going to ever put money into our career. We don't have that, the millions of dollars to hire producers and directors and publicists. And we don't have that.
No.
You know, but we do have a positive message out there. And I have the energy and the message and the will to do it. I just don't have the capital.
Right.
You know, and it's tough. It sucks.
It does suck. It's not fair.
Well, you know, who's to say? Maybe
I just did.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for listening to me and all that kind of crap. Let's thank our Jumped In members right now. Brand new to the speaking of money. These are people that have actually enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
And have decided that they want to do all they can to help out. And trust me, as you've just heard, every little bit does help.
Yeah.
Because what we are getting here, we're not going out to eat with. We are investing everything we get into making this better.
Yeah.
And right now, that's just getting the podcast machine. Eventually, I would love to hire a producer.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
A publicist. Whatever it's going to take.
Yeah.
Turn this room into a studio.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Because we've talked about doing that as well.
Yeah.
Anyway. We have our regular people that have been donating in the very first level, which we really like the guy we talked about earlier today who joined. We really appreciate it. What's his name? Don Buchanan. Thank you, Don, for your help. But we also have the Jumped In members for $25 a month. We are going to mention your name, your cat's name, whatever you want us to mention at the end of each show. And we have three people that have signed up to do it. And that is awesome. That your $25 a month, I'm telling you, is going to go a long way to, at the end of this year, We'll see what happens. I'm here to tell you that if we are not... Well, we're solvent now. The people are helping us. We now are paying for our costs.
Yes.
But our costs are going to go up as the show gets more popular with hiring somebody or whatever.
Yeah.
If it's just not to the level that my gut will tell me we're at the level at the end of this year, well, the show's over. Big deal. This has been, and I will never look like we failed. I'll look like you and I had a fun experience.
Yeah.
We had a podcast for a couple years and everything, but I really do think that people need to know more about you. You are an unbelievable woman.
Oh,
and you, people could learn more about you. You don't want people to learn about you, which is the hard part. but you have a lot to offer, and you're funny. And I think as a couple, we have fun.
I think we're pretty cool.
I think we're all right. So our jumped in members, let's thank J. Mark Surveying.
Surveying.
Yes.
What kind of surveying do we know?
They are licensed in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. jmarksurveying.com. That's J, just the letter J, MarkSurveying.com. I don't know what they survey. They could survey and let us know if we're doing good or not.
They're different survey. I mean, the first thing I think of is like a road surveying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There are other surveying things.
I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, thank you, J. Mark Surveying, for being one of the jumped in members. Then Cami Carranza. I did the R thing.
You did. Then she got on your case about
it. I wanted to know how do you say your name right. And then she'd said something about rolling R's. And then it turns out, I said, well, what do you want to talk about? She says, my business.
Nice.
You know what she does?
I do not.
PsychicCami.com.
Nice.
I went on her website and she's legit. She does these nice videos and everything else. It's Psychic Cami. That's Psychic K-A-M-I. PsychicCami.com. Thank you so much for being a jumped in member.
Cami.
And then an original, an OG.
OG.
Jeff and Angie Strumer.
Nice.
Jeff and Angie have been supporting not only this show, but Terry James Alive since the beginning.
Yeah.
And Jeff has been pitching me. He would love to be a producer of this show.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
It would be nice if he, you know, I'm in the process of talking to him. I've asked him what podcast he likes. Mm-hmm. Why does he like them? And he diligently got back to me about all of this stuff. I don't know what to even look for in this industry anymore. I know what it takes to do a radio show.
Yeah.
I don't know what it takes to take something like this and make it extraordinary.
Well,
I have no idea what
somebody
it takes.
That has technical skills with
You need technical skills. You need all kinds of skills. You need skills. Anyway, thank you so much for being jumped in members.
Thank you,
everybody. At the end of every show, we will mention those people as long as they are jumped in members. And if you want, I don't know if we should cap this because I don't want to keep going on and on.
I think we should get jumpsuits for the jumped in people.
Well, there goes your $25 a month. All right. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening. We really do appreciate you and for spreading the word and sharing this show is always something that's very cool. I notice that when I posted on Instagram and Twitter and also Facebook, people do share that. And that really does help by turning other people on to this because we don't have a publicist. We don't have advertising budget. We don't have any of that. I would love to have one. All right, guys, we'll talk to you later. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Monday for another Gang of Two.
Come on.